You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
Hey, folks, it's Friday, December the 5th. I'm your host, Rick Wilson, and this is The Elephant in the Room. Every week on The Elephant in the Room, we try to take you behind the curtain and explain something that's going on in our politics or in our government or in the country that looks like one thing and is probably another. And the elephant in the room today is treason. Treason and Stephen Witkoff. It's a big word, the T word. Feels like it's thrown around a lot these days. Feels like people say it too frequently, too aggressively, too confidently. But Stephen Witkoff, Donald Trump's special representative to Vladimir Putin's ass, the ambassador plenipotentiary to Putin's taint, the special envoy for capitulation, Stephen Witkoff, and Trump bagman, family debt collector, Jared Kushner, spent 5 hours in Moscow this week with Vladimir Putin.
Steve Witkoff is expected to discuss a revised peace plan to end the war in Ukraine. Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law, is also taking part in the meeting with Putin.
Ukrainians are very nervous about these talks. Ukrainians want this war to end. They want to see Russian troops leave the country. They want to stop sending their sons and daughters to the front line. This is a country that feels very much war fatigue, but they are worried that this process could potentially create a humiliating defeat, that Ukraine could be given a peace proposal that is heavily favors Russia, and that they will be forced to accept it. What we're seeing right now is a game of pass the proposal around. We first saw President Trump's 28-point peace plan several weeks ago, and many here in Ukraine believe that it was actually drafted in Russia because it gave in to Vladimir Putin's demands. It asked that Ukraine hand over the areas that Russia is currently occupying and more territory, that this country limit the size of its military, never join NATO, act in ways that it does not appear threatening to Russia. Now, Ukraine, after two meetings, has managed, it seems, to modify that initial Russian-friendly plan and has sent it back to Vladimir Putin for approval. So as seen from here, it seems like Vladimir Putin gets to call all the shots, that he gets to draft and his advisors get to draft the initial proposal, that Zelensky and his team get to modify that initial proposal. Now it has gone back to Vladimir Putin for a final say. So here, very much, it seems like the fate of this country is being decided in Moscow by the Trump administration, and that Ukraine may be forced to accept whatever the outcome is.
They spent many other hours during the week at Michelin restaurants in Moscow with Putin's emissaries and Putin's assistants and Putin's enablers.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
And folks, I'm going to tell you something. Stephen Witkoff, it has now been reported in several different outlets, has been coaching the Russians on how to persuade Donald Trump to stick with their plan.
Steve Witkoff, coaching Russian officials to deal with Trump. Donald Trump's been asked about this. This is, of course, as we wait to hear news on that negotiated peace deal between, well, at the moment, Ukraine and the US are working on it. Steve Witkoff has been over in Russia.
There's been anger from Republicans as well as from Democrats at the contents of this call. Just as sort of as background, it was the call was made on October 14th. And in the call, Steve Witkoff is speaking to Yuri Yushakov, who's a foreign policy advisor to Vladimir Putin. And Witkoff is essentially talking about the terms of a possible peace agreement with Ukraine. They start off and Yushakov then praises Witkoff, says your boss essentially did a good job. That's referring to the Gaza agreement. Witkoff says, look, we're thinking that we could get something along similar lines with Ukraine. But what I think has caused consternation is that Witkoff seems to be very much advising the Russians on how to handle the situation. Witkoff recommends that Yushakov tell his boss, obviously that's Putin, that he should give Donald Trump a phone call before their meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky in the White House, and that Putin should call Trump a man of peace. That's the way to get to him. So I think that's sort of raised eyebrows, this idea of Witkoff coaching the Russians on how to deal with this situation.
What is their plan? Their plan is to dismember and dominate Ukraine. Their plan is to reward Vladimir Putin for an illegal, unjust, and civilian-centered 3-year campaign of war crimes against Ukrainian civilians and against the Ukrainian nation by whacking off about a quarter of the country, giving it to Putin, by forbidding Ukraine from ever establishing a standing army that could defend itself from another Russian attack. What else is in this plan? That Steve Witkoff is counseling Vladimir Putin on how to sell to Donald Trump? Oh, the real motivation, the opportunity for Stephen Witkoff, Jared Kushner, Trump business allies and Trump fan allies to engage in the reconstruction of Ukraine. This is a layer of corruption on top of the treason. And I would make an argument you could roll espionage into it as well, but we'll skip that for now. This layer of corruption on top of all this makes this even more utterly repulsive. Stephen Witkoff and Jared Kushner are in Moscow to dismember and sell Ukraine for parts. They are the undertakers of Ukraine. They are serving as de facto employees of Vladimir Putin. They are serving as advocates for the Russian position. Because as many of you have heard now, this plan, this 32-point plan that Witkoff and Rubio and Kushner have allegedly been negotiating with the Russians, was written by the Russians. When was the last time you heard someone in this administration say, yeah, we're going to take the Ukrainian plan to disarm Russia in such a way that it won't invade us ever again? This moment reminds me of some of the worst espionage and treason in our lifetimes. This is Klaus Fuchs level. This is the Rosenbergs level. This is John Walker and the Walker spy ring level. This is Pelton level. This is Robert Hansen level. This is Anna Montez level. All those people had something in common. They sold out our country. Most of those were selling us out to Russia. Aldrich Ames, the worst traitor in CIA history. Robert Hansen, the worst traitor, I would argue, overall in modern American history. Both of those men cost the lives of hundreds of American assets in Russia and in Eastern Europe. Those were people who put their lives on the line, took the United States, and they were sold out. Stephen Witkoff is in that same category. Make no mistake. He is not a bumbling businessman who just happens to be a friend of Trump's. He's in bed with the Russians. He wants to make business deals, sidebar deals with the Russians. They're offering him money to do this. Why do you think Kushner and Witkoff are the only two people in the room? And not even Rubio, who is, by the way, another guy with a lot of Russian money in his super PAC. You could figure that out. I can tell you that story very directly. Witkoff and Kushner are in that room for the simple reason that they're making a financial deal for Donald Trump and themselves. Jared Kushner is a man who receives tens or hundreds of millions of dollars a year from Saudi Arabia, who has received billions from MBS in the Gulf countries. He is not an unbiased actor in these matters. He is the bag man in this one.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Trump is getting a cut. He's getting business deals. He's getting deals about the reconstruction of Ukraine or or post-war mineral rights, all this stuff that you've heard little incidental bits and pieces about. Well, Putin has packaged it all up in a way that's irresistible to the Trump people. He's bundled it all up into this one package that he says, okay, well, you know, mice is always the rule. Here, folks, a little elephant in the room for you. In spying, to recruit an agent, there's a rule called mice. Money, M for money, ideology, compromise, and ego. Now look, if you wanted to model Donald Trump as a asset to Russia, money, yeah, always needed it, always wanted it. Ideology, his ideology is power. He likes powerful men like Putin. Compromise, duh. And ego, also duh. But in the case of Witkoff, it's just the money. It's just the money. He is there to part out Ukraine so that Russian tanks can roll into the eastern quarter, eastern third of the country forever, splitting off a whole bunch of states. For my MAGA listeners, I'll translate it for you. Would you accept a partition of America that cut out Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Utah, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico? Would you accept that? That's about where the math is. That's about where the math is. This plan was insane from the beginning. It was written by the Russians from the beginning. Witkoff knew this from the beginning. The leak of the transcript and the leak of the audio, by the way, great move by the Foreign Intelligence Service who provided that leak. And I've heard two different stories. And I believe the elegance of it speaks to a certain intelligence service. We'll just leave it there. B&D. When they leaked the transcript, Witkoff and everybody's like, oh no, this is a lie. We never said any of this. And I never coached them on how to convince Trump to stay with Russia. I never did any of that. Then they released the audio. When you're negotiating something on behalf of the United States, the position you're supposed to take is that of the United States. Now, our president has shown his hostility to Ukraine from the start.
Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
Wait a minute. No, no. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks in this cabinet.
You haven't been alone. We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted.
We gave you military equipment, and you men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about us?
If you didn't have our military equipment, if you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In three days, I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe
new.
Less.
In 2 weeks, of course, yes.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this.
Again,
I tell you.
Just say thank you. Except that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong. We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on.
I understand, sir.
I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long.
But the position of the United States since time immemorial, practically, is that we stand with democracies. We stand with people who believe in freedom and free markets. We stand with people who believe that power shouldn't flow from the barrel of a gun. The vast majority of Americans, and I mean the vast majority of Americans, know who started this war? It's Vladimir Putin. They know who caused this war. It's Vladimir Putin. They know who's targeted civilians for 3.5 years now. It's Vladimir Putin. They know the people that we should side with, and that's Ukrainians. See, Witkoff has one and only one position so far, and that's Vladimir Putin's.
Communication, which many people would say you know, I shouldn't have had because Putin is a bad guy. I don't regard Putin as a bad guy. That is a complicated situation, that war, and all the ingredients that yes, led up to amen. It. It's, you know, it's never just one person.
He has consistently, over and over and over again, argued that Vladimir Putin is in the right and Ukraine is in the wrong, and he's doing it for money. Steve Witkoff is a traitor to not only the values of this country, but to our foreign policy goals. If you let Russia get away with the partition and dismantlement of Ukraine, they will inevitably learn the lesson that nothing will stop them. They will go for Poland. They will go for the Baltics. Europe is in danger. And as much as we would like to think, you know, all of our trade is with China, you know what? If Europe's economy blows up because of a war, we're in a world of hurt, folks. If Europe's economy blows up because of Vladimir Putin feeling like he can invade anybody he wants to invade and do whatever he wants, because Steve Witkoff took money for development deals and redevelopment deals and mineral deals after he was a key factor in keeping Trump on Putin's side, there's no fire in hell hot enough for that man. I will say this because I like to remember that there are normal people in the world. In any other administration, Steve Witkoff would never have entered that room. He is not terribly smart. He is not terribly sophisticated. The Russians have played him like a fool from the word go. For the Russian sycophants inside the administration, like J.D. Vance and Pete Hegseth, they love this. They love watching Steve Witkoff be the fall guy. They love watching Steve Witkoff go in the room and tell Vladimir Putin that his farts don't stink. They love that Steven Witkoff is counseling the Russians. I want to make sure you think about this phrase. An American diplomat, an American special government employee, a presidential envoy, is taking the side of the Russians to educate them on how to manipulate Donald Trump. It defies imagination.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I have been angry on a lot of Elephant in the Room episodes over the years. I've been angry on a lot of Enemies List episodes over the years. But I am not exaggerating when I tell you once again, it is my firm and honest belief that Steven Witkoff is as dangerous to this country as any of the worst spies of our of the last 100 years. Stephen Witkoff is as dangerous to the security and safety of the world as any traitor who has betrayed this country before, because he is a traitor to this country. He is putting Putin first. He's not playing a diplomatic game of sucking up to Putin to get him to do something we want. Putin has already played that game with him. Vladimir Putin is the single source of more danger and peril for the future of this world and the future of Europe than anybody else. Kim Jong-un is a noisy little prick. Who cares? Various mullahs and ayatollahs and religious fanatics around the world, again, who cares? Rounding error. Trivia. Maduro, he's a clown. But Vladimir Putin is armed with the knowledge that this government is so corrupt and that Witkoff and Kushner are so corrupt that in broad daylight, he can have his sovereign wealth fund director bribe them. And that's what's happened. Kushner and Witkoff are accepting bribes. They are being persuaded with promises of future income. They're being told they'll be a central part of the rebuilding of Ukraine. They're being told, oh, all this territory in the East is rich with minerals, and you'll be able to bring in the people you want to extract them. Now, I wanted to think about our European friends and allies. You're on your own, guys. Wish I could tell you something different right now, but you're on your own. The determination of Kushner, Witkoff, and Rubio, and Vance to sell out Ukraine. The Mad Hat degree to which they are utterly determined to see Russian tanks in Kyiv, to see Zelensky and the leadership shot, is unparalleled. They have been bought by Russia. They have been purchased by Russia. They are traitors to America and to our interests. They are spies counseling Vladimir Putin and his government on how to manipulate our government. They have, I absolutely verifiably can promise you that Witkoff giving him that advice got picked up by intelligence services around the world, and people lost their minds. They lost their damn minds. I can tell you that the right side of history is with Ukraine. This isn't a debatable question. This isn't a marginal question. The people in this country who have become fans of Vladimir Putin, many of them under the influence of Steve Bannon, who is a pernicious and corrosive anti-American fifth columnist for Russian power in this country.
The plan is you have a devoutly Christian nation in Russia, who was our ally. Let me remind people, they were our true ally in World War II. They lost 25 million people, soldiers, fighting the Wehrmacht. It would have taken us 10, 15 years, and who knows if we even do it with just the United Kingdom and the United States. So remember, we're going against our traditional ally. Oh, by the way, the guys that stopped the Ottoman Turks, stopped Napoleon, stopped Hitler, just a name, just a couple, three off the top of my head. I think I want to be in business with those guys.
Stephen Witkoff, Jared Kushner, J.D. Vance, and Marco Rubio, the quiet men. So Michael Foote and two other people wrote a great book at the dawn of World War II about these silent men, these powerful figures in Britain who stayed silent about Hitler, some of whom were trying to back channel, you know, an easy surrender with Hitler, some of whom were just passive. These guilty men, as they were called, Tavo was the guilty men. They stayed silent, they stayed quiet. They were the guilty men. These are the guilty men of our time. You know, a lot of those guilty men in Britain at the dawn of World War II, they were guilty because they didn't understand what Hitler was. They were guilty because they live with the PTSD of World War I, which we have nothing comparable to that in our cultures. They live with the belief that a war in Europe would be terrifyingly destructive of both lives and treasure. But they were the guilty men. It's worth a read if you go back and if you're interested. It's in archive.org.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
These guilty men know who Putin is. They know that every day, every single day, Vladimir Putin orders missile and drone attacks on civilian targets.
Russian missiles can find you anywhere in Ukraine now as Russia widens its offensive to attack civilians across the country.
On apartment buildings.
Ukrainian officials say 8 Russian S-300 missiles slammed into the residential center of Mykolaiv overnight.
This apartment building was hit around 1 o'clock in the morning. We heard the incoming strikes very clearly, very loudly in the city. And the Russian missile took off the top 2 stories of this 5-story apartment building. One 11-year-old boy has been rescued, has been found amid the rubble, but 8 other people, at least, are still missing. And according to Ukrainian military officials, this is the new face of Russia's campaign, because Russian soldiers, they say, have been suffering losses on the battlefield. Russia has decided to hit the civilian population directly in their homes to terrorize the population.
Olena Mishanets is looking for her sister and niece, who lived on the top floor. The sister, Olga, a 64-year-old widow, didn't respond to Olena's messages after the attack. Awful things are happening here, Olena says. Show the world that this is not a movie. This is real.
Do you think they're under the rubble right now?
I hope they're alive. Maybe they escaped, she says. Olena's husband, Valery, blames one person for all this. Putin and his state are terrorists that must be destroyed, he says.
On hospitals.
Russian airstrikes on a children's and maternity hospital in the besieged southern city of Mariupol. A city where people can't escape, even if they try. Pregnant women were helped out of the building. We don't have electricity. We don't have anything to eat. We don't have medicine. We have nothing, this man says. The crater next to the hospital reveals the sheer size of the bomb Ukraine says Russia dropped.
On schools.
More than 2,500 educational institutions had been damaged in the fighting. And the 331 schools had been fully destroyed. Now research by the Center for Information Resilience, shared exclusively with Sky News, has verified 381 instances in which Ukrainian schools, universities, orphanages and nurseries were damaged during the first year of the war. Most of the damage is in the east of the country. And our analysis shows that 1 in every 7 schools in eastern Ukraine has been damaged or destroyed. And the pace is simply unrelenting.
Once the front line has shifted away from Kharkiv city, schools were still being hardly hit. An analysis on the area surrounding the school's damage showed that it was, like, suggested that it was more a systematic targeting rather than a byproduct of indiscriminate shelling.
Because of the war, the charity World Vision International says that 3.6 million Ukrainian children are likely to miss out on education.
On churches.
Sunday morning, March 23rd, a Russian drone approached the Emmanuel Church compound in Kyiv. It exploded 20 meters from a modular home, housing Alexandra, her husband, Oleksandr, and their five-year-old daughter, Nicole.
We use this house for people who need sleep and stay in church. It's for ministry and something like that. An explosion, big explosion. Damaged this house in seconds.
Oleksandr and Nicole died instantly. Just a few hours later, the Emmanuel congregation gathered for service. With the congregation traumatized and grieving, one of the pastors, Vitaly Bontarenko, urged them to remain focused on eternity rather than their temporary losses.
It's not circumstances that guide us, but our destiny. People of destiny cannot be stopped. People of destiny are always winners. Listen, I want to tell you today, don't stop. There is a time when you can cry, but keep going, because you are a destined person.
The church suffered $50,000 in damage to Sunday school classrooms, the media room, and coffee areas.
Pray, please, for our church, for our people, because our people still live in Kyiv. Every day we have air alarm. We're strong in faith.
Every day he does that. They know that Putin launched this war to cling to power. Because Russia's economy is weak and getting weaker. Its energy economy is faltering and will falter further. They know this. They've seen the record of Vladimir Putin with enormous clarity. From the moment he took power, to the Chechen War, to his destabilization of the Middle East, to his destabilization of Africa, to his destabilization of the United States and United Kingdom, to his manipulation of our elections. All these men know what he is. All these men know who he is. Stephen Witkoff knows exactly who he's dealing with. But he treats Putin with deference, with kindness, with respect, with obedience, with intelligence, with counsel, with information. So these guilty men know. Marco Rubio knows better. Marco Rubio understands who the Russians are. He knows better.
When the Soviet Union fell in the early 1990s, Ukraine was left with the world's third largest stockpile of tactical nuclear weapons and strategic nuclear weapons on the planet. But they signed this agreement with the United States, the United Kingdom, and Russia that basically said, if you give up your nuclear weapons, we, these three countries that signed to this, will provide for your defense and assure you of your defense. And so Ukraine did that. They gave up these weapons. Well, now, this was signed in 1994, 20 years later, one of the three countries that signed that agreement hasn't just not provided for their defense, they actually invaded them. And I want to make a point on this for a second. Think about if you're one of these other countries around the world right now that feels threatened by your neighbors, and the United States and the rest of the world are going to you and saying, listen, don't develop nuclear weapons. Don't develop nuclear weapons, South Korea. Don't develop nuclear weapons, Japan. Don't develop nuclear weapons, Saudi Arabia. We will protect you. We will watch out for you. What kind of lesson do you think this instance sends to them? I think the message this is sending to many nations around the world is perhaps we can no longer count on the security promises made by the free world. Perhaps we need to start looking out for ourselves. And that's why the Ukrainian situation is so much more important than simply what's happening in Europe. This has implications around the world.
J.D. Vance does not. He's just a believer in a subset of this weird global white Christian nationalism thing. But he knows better. He was doing performative hatred of Zelensky because that's where they're at. He was trying to get on Trump's good side, and he did. Jared Kushner knows better, but Jared Kushner does not care. Jared Kushner is happy to sit with a man who ordered an American journalist to be torn up with a bone saw. These are guilty men, and they are racing right now, racing to destroy Ukraine.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
And again, to go back to our European allies, I spoke to someone the other day in the German government who I've known for a little while. And I was told by this person that another war with Russia 3 years ago was the thing no one ever wanted to consider, the thing no one ever wanted to think about or talk about. This person told me now we have to think about it every day. Can't rely on you. Because if Donald Trump saw Russian tanks rolling towards Germany, he'd shrug. He'd laugh. He'd send Steve Witkoff. Well, you know, we're only taking part of Berlin. And if you think that Putin doesn't have those ideas and you're a European, at this point, God knows, I can't help you. Folks in the Baltic are looking at Russians wanting the Baltic back. You know, from Trieste to the Adriatic, that's Putin's ambition. I can't tell you enough times, as a student of Russia for my whole damn life, how easy it has been over the years for Americans to misread what's happening in Russia. It is a country of opacity and inscrutability, rivaled probably only by China in that regard. But for those of us who've studied their institutions, their outward-facing institutions, including the old KGB, the SVR, the FSB, and Russian diplomatic action over the years, it is incredibly clear what's happening here. It is incredibly clear. They have achieved an intelligence coup greater than 2016, in which they installed an ally in the White House. The intelligence coup they've achieved now is having the president's envoy, an envoy from the United States of America, now serving as a counselor to Vladimir Putin, now serving as someone who is facilitating Vladimir Putin's ongoing campaign of war crimes in Ukraine. Someone who wants to facilitate for Vladimir Putin in exchange for money, in exchange for bribes, in exchange for being given the access to enormous contracts for minerals and for recovery efforts in Ukraine. In a just nation, Steve Witkoff would be under arrest right now. The Federal Bureau of Investigation would have him under arrest right now. He has committed acts that are traitorous to this nation. He has committed acts of espionage against this nation. He is doing it on live television That does not make it better. When Robert Hansen was stealing information and handing it over to his Russian handler, he did it in the dark of night. Go out to Virginia in Arlington and leave trash bags with classified documents in them under bridges in these certain parks. When Aldrich Ames was betraying America, he had a similar set of tradecraft. They tried to hide what they were doing. They tried to keep it under wraps, what they were doing. They tried not to get arrested. Because they knew that if the counterintelligence division of the FBI understood, the foreign intelligence division understood what was happening, they would be arrested. They'd go to prison for the rest of their lives. And guess what? Yeah. Ames is 84, 85. He ain't never leaving Florence, Supermax, ever, ever. And that's what should happen to traitors and to spies who are allies of a foreign government. It's what should happen to people who are in bed with war criminals. It's what should happen to people who believe that Vladimir Putin bombing civilian targets every day should be rewarded with hundreds and thousands of square miles of a sovereign country. The good thing is, there's no statute of limitations on treason, and you can't pardon it. There will come a day where Steve Witkoff is held to account. Probably won't be in this administration, but there will come a day. There will come a day when Jared Kushner is held to account. Won't be in this administration, but there will come a day. I am sickened by Stephen Witkoff. I am truly repulsed by the behavior of a person who believes that he can take money from Russian intelligence and from Russian foreign ministry sources who promise him this great reward. And no one in this country is willing to stand up and call Stephen Witkoff what he is. And that's a traitor and a spy. And the punishment for treason and the punishment for espionage are some of the most severe punishments that this country can mete out. And Stephen Witkoff richly deserves all of them. And that, my friends, is this week's elephant in the room. Hey, everybody. Catch me on Thursday nights on The Breakdown, Fridays on Behind the Numbers with the Wilsons, where my son, Andrew Wilson, and I, he's a brilliant pollster. He got the math gene in the family. Break down what happened with Donald Trump's numbers every week. And man, this show keeps getting better because we keep getting numbers that blow our minds every week. Donald Trump is a historically unpopular president, and Behind the Numbers is a chronicle of the journey of Trump's poll numbers deep into the abyss. On Tuesday nights, you can catch me on The Strategy Session. As always, you can also catch me on my Substack at againstallenemies.net. You can go there and skip going to Substack itself, or you can go to Substack and find me there. Every week, we produce a lot of content, both lives and articles, both behind and in front of the paywall. I think you really enjoy it. It's a fast-growing community. We've crossed 150,000 individual folks who have signed up to be part of this community. And it is a real honor with the engagement and the really clever insights and the wonderful conversations we have on the Against All Enemies community. And folks, you can also catch me on Mondays with Molly Jung Fast on Fast Politics, our other podcast, because I don't do enough podcasts. Anyway, everybody, listen, thank you so much for listening today to The Elephant in the Room. We will see you again next week.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.
Yeah. At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.